Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Foucha versus Louisiana, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1992. The question before the court was whether an insanity acquittee had to be both mentally ill and dangerous for the state to justify continued hospitalization. In the facts of the case, Terry Foucha was charged with aggravated burglary and illegally discharging a firearm. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity and hospitalized at a forensic facility. A panel of doctors stated that there had been no evidence of mental illness since his admission and recommended that he be conditionally discharged. The Sanity Commission stated that Foucha's mental illness was in remission, but they could not certify if he would be a danger to himself or others if released. In Louisiana, the trial court must hold a hearing to determine whether an insanity acquittee is dangerous to himself or others. If he is found to be dangerous, he must be returned to the hospital, whether or not he is then mentally ill. A psychiatrist at the hearing testified that Foucha was not mentally ill, but continued to exhibit symptoms of antisocial personality disorder that rendered him dangerous. Foucha was retained in the hospital and appealed unsuccessfully to the Louisiana Supreme Court. He then appealed to the United States Supreme Court, arguing that this violated his constitutional rights. The majority held that Foucha's due process rights were violated because the Louisiana statute allowed an insanity acquittee to be committed to a mental institution until he is able to demonstrate that he is not dangerous to himself or others, even though he does not suffer from any mental illness. In Jones versus the United States in 1983, that language should be interpreted to mean that an insanity acquittee should not be held unless he is both mentally ill and dangerous. The court overall held that detention based solely on the risk he possessed to others without a current mental illness or diagnosis violated his due process rights under the 14th Amendment. In the discussion, the court emphasized that individuals cannot be detained indefinitely based solely on their potential danger to society, especially when they no longer meet the criteria for being mentally ill. The ruling reinforced the principle that confinement in a psychiatric institution must be tied to a present mental illness. This case is significant in shaping the standards for involuntary commitment and the rights of individuals found not guilty by reason of insanity. It ensures that people cannot be held in a psychiatric institution indefinitely if they are no longer mentally ill, even if they were previously considered a danger. Additionally, due process requires that the nature of commitment bear some reasonable relation to the purpose of commitment. And if he cannot be held as an insanity acquittee in a mental hospital, he is entitled to due process procedures to establish grounds for confinement. The state may not incarcerate him as punishment because he was never convicted. However, the dissent argued that the state has a legitimate interest in ensuring public safety, and that even if Foucha was no longer mentally ill, his continued detention was necessary to protect society from potential harm, given his past dangerous behaviors. They also noted that states should have the discretion to make decisions about civil commitment, including whether individuals who pose a danger to the community should remain in psychiatric care. The dissent argued that the state should be allowed to detain individuals who may not currently exhibit symptoms of mental illness but are deemed a danger to society. Overall, in Foucha v. Louisiana, the court held that an insanity acquittee must be both mentally ill and dangerous for the state to constitutionally justify continued psychiatric hospitalization.